Choshev of parents, Choshev of fathers, Choshev of mothers. We know it's not easy to take out the night to come here. And what we're asking for you is even more not easy, and yet it's not a luxury, it's completely crucial. As I told one of the Rebbeim this morning, I feel that this is an Erev Yom Kippur Dika Asifa that's long overdue. Klal Yisrael together has been, if we're maybe without Chas V'Sholem being Mekatrik, we've been Misrashel for too long in this Inyan, which has already taken a tremendous toll on the amount of Bnei Torah that Klal Yisrael is producing over the last few years since internet use has become prevalent. The figures are very sobering, and I want to talk about that a little bit tonight. We see in Chazal, with their tremendous understanding of Keiches HaNefesh, together with the Chimer and the impact of their words about Chilul Shabbos, they were afraid that Yidden will think that Yontif is not so Chomer, because in truth it's not as Chomer as Shabbos, and halachically it's not the same, and they went out of the way to make Gedorim because of this problem. And we're suffering from a similar problem. The internet has two inyonim in it, which are avi avois, yesoides hadas. One inyon of Eloisa Surah Achri Lavavchem, and the other one Achri Enechem. Minis and Arayas are rampant on the internet, and Anoshim Gedolim, Matsyo Besechem, Zola Zayn Gesund and Stark, the Schuss Zola Maimed Zayn, have been Maziras, and to an extent, there's been a Hisiris Mitzad the Tzibur to deal with this. But because of that, unconsciously and without wanting it, the impact has been that a kosher internet is lechatchila. What could be wrong? No arayas, no kfira, no minis chas v'sholem, and that should be just fine. Rabbi said there's something very important to be aimed on, and anyone who opens up a Mishnas Rabbarim, it'll hit him in the face. We worry, and rightfully so, about children going off the derech. It's one of the greatest problems that we're facing in our generation. There's another problem. If a boy who could be a choshev ben Torah, I don't mean learning in kollel all his life, a choshev ben Torah, whose kvias itim for Torah is a ikka and malachi is arai, whose life is centered around chashivas for mitzvahs and kinyan of olam haba and esrig mohuda, midas tovis, yiras shemayim, asking every shayla to a mishnah brura, which can only come from 10, 15 years of dedication to Torah. If such a person becomes a frivolous boy who at the age of 22 has no cheshek and goes to work instead of being a ben Torah for as long as he can, that is a major tragedy. It's a major tragedy. A young man came to the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, what an insight of Das Torah. He said, my father was Nifter, and I have an hour a day that I feel that I want to be Maktish for something, Mischusay, and my plan is to get Gvirin to give money to set up a Gemach, and he explained to the Chazon Ish how this Gemach will enable so many younger lights to have Menuch Sanefesh. What does the Rebbe hold? The Chazon Ish said, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but I have a better plan. Nemt ein mittler Bocher. Take one mediocre, regular boy. Boitamuf. Build him up in every possible way. Das is deire deiris. One Bocher. So what's if one Bocher has the capacity, and with the system that we have today, had he been in our yeshiva 20 years ago, would 80% B'derech HaTeva would have become a choshev fine younger man, and regardless of where he would have ended up, but he would have been a mentor kol yomov. And his mind is filled with havolim and shtusim, and he cannot become a mentor. That is a colossal tragedy. And the irony of this is that the people who are responsible for it are people that if I would ask them to give thousands of dollars to have special rebbeim to introduce their children to Cheshkes HaTorah, would sacrifice from themselves for it. And yet, wittingly or unwittingly, they cannot give away the comfort zone of their connection with their phones and with their machine kalach. Yedei noshim rachmonius bishlu yaldein. Their children's minds are cooked from watching shtusim and narishkeiten hour after hour, and they don't grow to be what they are. It was alarming for Eisvaxen Bederech HaTeva. How does he seem to be going? In a different tekufa, with his kishreinus and with his kishmak, in all likelihood he would become a choshev a ben Torah, one of the finer bochrim in the yeshiva. Unfortunately, the way it's going, he has no chance. Why? His mind is full of shtusim. Why? The tragedy is that in all likelihood he's not watching Dvorim that we call Dvorim Asurim. His mind is not filled, Chas v'Shalom, with filth. His mind is filled with this WhatsApp and that WhatsApp. There's a flag somewhere in Lakewood. This one says this one says that. The grandmother wants the children this. 50 people went to Kerestia, 50 people came back. This, that. His mind is on. He cannot grow. He cannot become the Ben Teira he should. What a tragedy. And the compounded tragedy that the Reutzchim of the Nefesh of this child, believe it or not, or his own parents, it's not to be believed. There are two fundamental problems that we're here to discuss tonight, besides the problems that have been discussed by Rabbim, as we mentioned before, many, many times. What I'm saying will be self-understood. We hear many times that boys struggle to be able to learn a whole day. You know what? To work 9 to 5 is also a struggle. To have the oil of panosa is also a struggle. To be a human being who gets up every morning on time is a struggle. And when we meet a person who cannot do those things, we look at him as dysfunctional. We grow up with the training and the help of our parents and of our maestas, learning how to take on the basic struggles of life. It's a struggle to sit and to learn and to think. It's not easy. But our maestas do not give the level of they don't have the expectations of a Rabbi Yashiv Dikir regimen. We understand that Bochum are not that, the Rosh Hashiva is also not that. So we work with what we have, but we expect a certain level of asmoda. And it's a struggle. I'm not embarrassed to admit that. I remember as a Kailinger man, now it's, you know, as you get older, it fades away. But as a Kailinger man, the first day of Zman was like, whoa, long story. It took a day or two to get back into that oil. It's the oil. Okay. The Bocha struggles. Rabbi Isai, when we're in an airport an hour before a flight and everything you've got to prepare you've done already, you've checked your passport 15 times, I don't know whether you like that, but I am. I checked, I see, I have this and I have that and Nochamol and I have everything. So now you have an hour without any tedus. You can sit and learn. How many of us can learn in that matziv Ashveratesis? It takes tremendous discipline. And yet that's what we're doing to our sons. They come home at night and they sit with their mother. They don't just buy shoes. They see the shoes dancing on the screen and then they see something else and then they see something else. And then the Baba wants all the children to watch the clip from this. Then there's a story that happened in Lakewood. Then there's 15 people hold the Rabbanim are corrupt. Then there's someone else who says it's a Chilul Hashem. Then he sees this, then he sees that. Then he gets a clip from here and a clip from there. He's coming, he's going. Tragic. Tyre Boche. A lovely boy. A lot of chen. And a Tyre boy. Tried a number of times to get, can't do it. He's very much, he's very busy. Boche is busy. Why? Is he worried about insurance payments? Does he have a shviger who's difficult? Like, what's his problem? He's got so many things going on his mind. He can't focus. He's got a tremendous amount of tedus hamoyach. This is a bocher who struggles, the struggle of everybody, without all these tedus. He could have made it. B'derech hateva, but b'derech hateva, expectations of a regular, reasonable person, he will not make it. He can't. And as painful as it is to say it, it's because of his preoccupation with narishkeit. Let's discuss this for a moment. I made an observation today to Rabbi Drew. It's very profound, but it's very real. Have you ever been at a chasna where bochum really want to make it lebedik, maybe it's a mitzvah chasna, and as they dance with a gewaltige lebedikkeit, the music goes off, the klezmer goes home, and the bochum continue dancing with the brem. They really want to keep going, but there's no music. It lasts for 5 minutes, lasts for 10 minutes. Why? It's dead. Simchas Torah, these bochum dance 8 hours without music. The zone, the mode is without music. They don't need music. But when you've had music, loud music, banging in your head for hours, the world is dead without it. When a boy has that kind of stimulation, things jumping up and down on screens, a clip from here, something from there, nothing allows you to think more than 2 or 3 seconds. Everything is frivolous. The whole mode of explaining something for the last 80 years in the Geisha world, how do they explain something? They never explain like we do, with a Hakdama and with Yesaidus. How is it on the radio? How do they explain something? Story here, you hear a singing and a mat. That is shitchius, that's superficial. Say your Yesaid, break it down, explain it. Not going to go. The internet is 10,000 times more frivolous. Everything is based on superficial bombarding the mind with sensations and sensations. Then it all turns off, and the boy comes to yeshiva, looks like a zombie, dead. The Tosfos offers tremendous tainug ruchni and tremendous tainug hamoyach, but not in 5 seconds. It's not coming like a clip hitting you like that. It has to be acquired midat horovin of them. The boy is all of 16 years old. What do you want from him? How is he supposed to do this? You took away from him his bechira. You didn't give him a choice and you didn't give him a chance. How criminal is that? That's one aspect that we have to make such shmir on. It's a sacrifice. Everything's a sacrifice. We admire people who kept Shabbos 70, 80 years ago in America. That was a bigger sacrifice than giving away gadgets that we're comfortable with and that we're used to. It can be done. Difficult. The lives of our children depend on it. Because Rav Aaron taught us that if a child becomes a frumer yid, who's an amoritz, when he could have been a teiridik yid, who's kiveya itim the teirid with a tremendous seriousness, that's a tremendous tragedy, and it was avoidable. There's another aspect, which I believe we're going to witness tonight, and those of you who've seen it before will know what it's about. I remember years ago, must be I was a bocher in Lakewood, so it was a long time ago, and some person came into davening Shabbos morning. He was that kind of person, and he badmouthed all Rabbonim and Rosh Hashivas and whatever it was for 5 minutes before davening. And then somebody said to me, you know, I almost feel like I have to go to the mikveh before I start davening. Why? Because some person who's a little bit strange had a tirade. He didn't echo your feelings. He didn't articulate what you're thinking. Yeah, 5 minutes. But you felt that this is not becoming. I shouldn't be listening to this. It's below me. What are we allowing our children to see? Someone put up a flag. Someone should have done this. All the Rabbonim are this. Rabbonim with their first name. This, that, Lashon Hara. I don't know how a Yid goes around with beard and pears who owns websites, who's not embarrassed to own a Jewish website. Can you begin to tell me why it's not Isurim Diraisa of Lashon Hara? I'm not Ichminish Gonsadik, but this one says and that one says. I'm standing at Chasnas and I'm seeing 100 Yidden, and I'm wondering, among these lovely Yidden, everyone looks so nice and trying to be helpful. There must be some of them that are blogging and acting this way. The internet brings out the worst in everybody, because Rak in Yiras Alikim Bamokim Azeh Baharaguni, it's a place where there's no Yiras Shemaim. It's a place where there's no Meir Bnei Odom, which Tanoim HaKadoshim said, that without the fear of human beings, our Yiras Shemaim is in danger. You have no business being there, so there's no Shmira whatsoever. And people are acting out their coarseness, their base Midas HaBahamias. Every person has elements of Tzuka for Nekoma, of Tzuka for Kina, low elements that he's embarrassed of. That he thinks about Yom Kippur and he's hoping the person next to him can't read his thoughts, things that he's thought about during the year, that he did during the year. On the internet, your child is listening to all these Yidden ranting and raving and shouting and talking day after day. It's not the sprach of the Rashba and Rabbeinu Tam. It's not the sprach of the Musa Shmuz he's hearing in Yeshiva. It's not the talk of the Chofetz Chaim that he's learning the next day. Every day he's in two worlds. He's going one world for a few minutes and then another world. This world and that world. And the world of the internet has the lure, the screen, the excitement. It's created by people who've spent millions of dollars figuring out how to ensnare people. Do I have to say more on the Chayvus HaShoah? How important it is for us to do everything we can to sacrifice whatever sacrifice it may be, so that every child that comes into ninth grade next year, who we have such hopes for, Mitzvah Shem, who you have so much hopes for, should grow to their fullest potential. Amen. Ken Yirotzon.